This was a combination bill. It would have funded schools and raised income taxes to cover school spending. The Kansas House didn't like marrying the two, and it went down with Democrats, moderate Republicans, and some conservatives voting no. After a quick meeting with the Senate, the tax portion of the bill was stripped out and sent back to the House. Representatives will vote on a measure that is very close to the same legislation they approved a couple of weeks ago. It puts $184 million new into education next year. Many believe that is not enough to satisfy the state Supreme Court. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Sam Zeff.